My name is Ron Evans. I'm the chief of the Nori High Cree Nation, which is located in central Manitoba. It's about 300 miles north of the capital city of Winnipeg.
Throughout the last years, there's been a lot of debate in the media and the public regarding the treatment of Indigenous people by the RCMP and police, specifically within the prairies. Recently, there's been a shooting of another Indigenous man in northern Manitoba. So first, maybe could you give a bit of background and context regarding this issue?
Yeah, there was a shooting that took place just a week and a half ago in my community. There was no alcohol or drugs involved, and for that very reason, we needed to ensure we were aware of a good part of at least the details leading up to the incident, and we wanted to ensure that there was no cover-up by the investigators, where it was the RCMP that would be investigating themselves, and so that was an immediate concern of ours, stemming from other stories, other incidents of similar nature, and that's why we had to react the way we did as a community.
Can you maybe give some specifics as to the incident, basically give a summary of what took place?
Based on the witness accounts, this was a young man who was working at the time. He was a dishwasher at a local diner. He had started 7 o'clock that morning, and he was about to get off work at 3 in the afternoon on a Monday. You know, it was a holiday, and the RCMP officer approached him and made an attempt to arrest him, and we were led to believe that he was doing his routine duties, returning some lost items to the diner. And then he asked for this individual, and of course he was there, and so he went in the back where the young man was working, and then wanted to arrest him. And the young man left with him, left the diner, went outside. They were about to get into the police vehicle, and then the young man decided to take off. So he ran away from the officer, and at that point, the officer chased him on foot. It became a foot chase, but then the officer returned back to the vehicle, and the young man then fled across the road, and eventually the RCMP officer managed to get near him where he could resume his foot chase, where he caught up to him and started hitting him on the legs with his baton. And at that point, the young man who couldn't run very fast because of a hip injury then tried to defend himself, and in doing that, a struggle ensued, and he at some point in time took control of the baton and started hitting the police officer, at which time the officer decided to use his firearm, and he discharged it twice, and he shot him in the stomach and in the chest.
Now, this incident is being portrayed as a simple scuffle which ended up with the death of a Native man, Dennis St. Paul. But from your perspective, how do you feel that this incident, this death, represents more broadly issues of brutality that have been reoccurring at the hands of police forces within Indigenous Native communities here in Canada?
I believe it has a lot to do with attitude. I believe that there was a lot of bad judgment, for sure bad judgment on this particular incident. Perhaps if it were to happen somewhere else, other than where it did, especially right in the hub of our community, in broad daylight, because Native people are perceived to be very passive, where they're unable to stand up and speak up against the injustices, and so that needs to stop. Perhaps the officer in this incident didn't think that anything would come out of it. First of all, the person, the deceased now, was not from our community. He was a member from another community, but he had a spouse and 3 children. And that's why we needed to react to ensure that this was brought out into the public domain.
Can you talk about your reaction? Like, what do you plan to do? What steps do you want to take? And also, what importance do you think rests on people learning about this incident that took place in your community?
My own reaction was one of anger, because it was senseless. There is absolutely no reason why it needed to happen and why it needed to end up like that. And at the same time, we brought it to the attention of the powers that be, whether it's the provincial and the federal government, and also the RCMP hierarchy, and also with the Aboriginal leadership in our province, and also at the national level through the National Chief Phil Fontaine, and in our meetings with the Assistant Commissioner in this province for the RCMP, that we would arrange to have a new protocol where there's Aboriginal people that would be involved in investigations along incidents of this nature, where we can have some assurance that any investigations will be transparent and fair.